Welcome to the Sleep Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Which animals are your favorites? I like big lions and bears, and small animals like cats and dogs. Let's sing Animals. I look forward to the Sabbath at the end of each week. We do special things as a family like sing, go to church, see friends, spend extra time in nature, and worship God. Let's sing. Sabbath is a happy day.
Sabbath is a happy day, happy day, happy day. Sabbath is a happy day. I love every Sabbath.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? You can find me on a farm. I have a curly tail. I can be pink or black. And I say, oink. What am I? Oh, that was an easy one. It's a pig. I have soft fur and long ears. My tail is short and fluffy. I'm very quiet, but I hop really fast. What am I? A rabbit. Last one. I am a really tall animal. I love to eat leaves. My tongue is long and purple. I have a really long neck. What am I? Did you guess a giraffe? That's right. These three animals were all made on the sixth day of creation. They're land animals. Our story is about the last 2 days of creation. Heavenly Father, thank you for making our beautiful world and all the things in it. In Jesus' name, amen. We are learning about Jesus making the world. He made the light and the air, the water. He made the sun, moon, and stars. He made the birds that fly and the fish that swim. He did all that in 5 days. Can you put up your hand? 5 fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now add one more finger. Now we're going to learn what Jesus did on day 6. Jesus made all kinds of land animals on that day. Animals like squirrels, bears, rabbits, sheep, and many more animals. When Jesus first made the animals, they were so gentle. They wouldn't bite you or scratch you or hurt you in any way. God's world was perfect. He knew that we would like them. After Jesus made the animals, the world was ready for something else. It was ready for people. Have you ever made a person out of Play-Doh? Could you make it alive? No, you might have made it look like a real person. But only God can make people alive. Jesus made a man to be alive, and then he gave him a name. Do you know what that name is? He named him Adam. I don't know what he first said. Maybe he just smiled, or maybe Adam said, hello, and he looked around the beautiful world. He probably said, thank you, God, for this beautiful world. And then Jesus let Adam name all the animals and the birds and the fish. That must have been really fun. When Adam named the animals, he probably saw 2 deer playing together, 2 giraffes walking together, but there were no other people like him. Was there someone to be with Adam? Not yet, but there would be. Jesus wanted to do a special surprise for Adam, so he had Adam fall asleep. And while Adam was sleeping, Jesus carefully took a bone out of Adam's side, and he made a woman. Adam didn't even feel it, but when he woke up, he must have been so happy. Then Jesus did a very special thing. He made Eve Adam's wife. That was the very first wedding. Now the world was all finished with two happy people, and Jesus had one more thing to do. He made a very special day for Adam and Eve. This special day would be the same every week. It starts when the sun goes down every Friday, the sixth day, and it goes all the way through the seventh day. Do you know the name of that day? It's called the Sabbath. Jesus didn't work on the Sabbath. He spent that day with Adam and Eve. Wasn't that a wonderful surprise? And Jesus gave the Sabbath for us, too. It's a very special time to be with Jesus and to learn about him. Let's look forward to the Sabbath every week together. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse is Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Okay, so remember this one. You're going to take a finger and you're going to tap it on your head like you're trying to remember. Then when we say the Sabbath day, you can hold up seven fingers. You hold up one hand and two fingers on the other hand to keep it holy. Maybe you can grab your hands like you're trying to keep something in your hands. Okay, ready to say it with me? Remember the Sabbath day.
Remember the Sabbath day.
To keep it holy.
To keep it holy.
Exodus 28.
Exodus 28.
Let's pray together. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for mommies.
Thank you, mommies.
And daddies.
Daddies.
And making me.
Making me.
Thank you for giving.
Thank you for giving.
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath.
We love you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song is, Don't Forget the Sabbath. Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used by permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, either a paper copy or PDF download, please visit mybiblefirst.org or call 1-877-242-5317.